from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Groundworks. Winning night for both the Phillies and Eagles. Phillies crushed the Nationals 13-3 as Weston Wilson hit for the cycle, tripled, infield singer homered in the seventh, and then doubled in the eighth. Just the ninth player in Phil's history to do that. Eagles again pulling out a late preseason win, this time 14-13 at the Patriots. No offensive starters. Kenny Pickett, 11 of 13, 67 yards. Played the first half. Tanner McKee, 15 of 19 for 140 yards. Tyler Steen caught it off. Receiver John Ross left with a concussion. They were already missing Johnny Wilson with the same. BQ Basements and Concrete is now Groundworks. New name, same great service, foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space experts. To book your appointment, go to groundworks.com. Weather brought to you by Window Nation. Mostly sunny, high 89s, currently 72. It's Window Nation's anniversary sale. Buy two windows, get two, three. Pay nothing for 24 months and an extra $250 credit. WindowNation.com. To listen to 94WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, great to be with you on this Friday morning. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie from Borgata. Saree, you had indicated last segment that you were, I guess, entertained by last night's
podcast. Highly entertained.
So let's get into that.
Okay.
Tell me what hit you in, because clearly it's very different than how I felt. What
First of all, it's football.
Yep.
So I love that.
Yep.
There was a moment, and John, you probably know this as a player. Like, we always think about football as this really violent sport, but there are times when it's like beautiful choreography. And when Avante Maddox stepped in front of that pass and took it back, and all of his teammates immediately became his blockers. Like, I replayed that like four times. I loved it. I loved what I saw. And now I know that Kenny Pickett was going against the starters, but he just holds onto the ball too long. I mean,
he's not very good.
No, there were four sacks. I would say at least two of them were his fault.
Yes.
Tanner McKee just looks better. Will Shipley is fun to watch.
Mm.
You know, N'Kobe Dean looks like he's getting better every week. I saw a lot of stuff that I'm excited to see when the team actually plays.
Good. No, I mean, we'll see if that resonates with others. I mean, parts of what you said certainly do. I agree with your analysis on those things. But big picture, I mean, I thought it was a snooze fest. We'll see what people thought. 215-592-9495.
I was very intrigued to see some of the play that we saw last night. You know, Tanner McKee really good. I am interested for some of these positions, like the third wide receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
John, that
there
feels
with
totally.
And they got injuries there now. They got guys
injuries
who are concussed.
I know we're putting our punt returner in there, and I really like our punt returner in as a slot wide receiver at times. I like Johnny Wilson in there as a slot receiver a lot of times, and now he's concussed, and let's hope that's not an ongoing thing. The tight end two competition, we saw it was like we didn't see anyone who was really competing in that realm last night. It was like the guys way down the depth chart who were out there. So it's Dallas Goedert and Grant Calcaterra. Is that cemented in? Like Grant Calcaterra, the guy who feels like a basketball receiver type guy, is he the balanced tight end that we need to run the football out of Tiger personnel, which is what I know Kellen Moore wants to do? Two tight ends, you balance it up. Is Grant Calcaterra the guy to take care of that job? I don't think that he is.
Did you like EJ Jenkins?
I liked him.
I thought he made some real nice contested catches.
He's 6'7". He's gigantic. I don't know if he can run block to save his life. I don't know if he can, you know, pry it open with zone blocking up front up against a like legitimate 275, 285-pound defensive end. Can he move that guy?
And that was Jack Stoll's job, and it's not like he was phenomenal.
You're right, but he had want to. And he'd stick his face in there. Like, I don't know what these guys, what their mindset is.
All right, so let's get a rock and roll on the phone lines. On the Eagles, we're going to get to the Phils in short order. Obviously, it was a really cool win last night. 215-592-9494. Bruce kicks us off this morning. What's going on, Bruce? Yo, Bruce. Bruce is, you know, not...
speechless.
Not ready to rock and roll. Either that or something isn't configured right back there in the studio. Who the heck knows? Look, let's get to the Phils, and before we go any further, let's get to Weston Wilson. What a game. If you missed it, and I'm certainly guessing some or perhaps many listening right now did, because, well, two things. One, it's pretty early in the AM, so I know some people at this time don't finish all the games from the prior night. Two, the Eagles played. And, you know, maybe more people watch the Eagles. I would tend to think that happened. Weston Wilson hit for the cycle last night.
That's pretty awesome.
Boys and girls. Weston Wilson hit for the cycle. Let's listen to, you know, Weston Wilson.
Right field, pretty deep. Going back is call to the track, nearing the wall. And that ball is off the right field wall. It's in play. Bounds away, back towards the infield. Wilson around second. He's heading for third. He's going to be there with a stand-up triple. Jam shot towards second coming on Garcia. It drops. He picks it up, and nobody's at first base. I mean, that ball didn't even make it past the infield grass. Swing by Wilson. He hits one deep to right center, and this one is going to go. Weston Wilson with an opposite field home run over the high wall and right. He is a double shy of the cycle tonight. Swung on, hit in the air, right center field, on the run, call. He will lay out. It's off his glove. Wilson's around first. He's headed for second, and he's got the cycle. Weston Wilson has hit for the cycle tonight for the Phillies. 10th in Phillies history is Weston Wilson in order. The triple, the single, the homer, and a double.
Phenomenal. I mean, really, listen. I mean, it was
so
awesome,
amazing.
Right?
And did you see that he heard Bryce Harper at the top of the home dugout steps yelling, keep running till you get to second,
right,
baby.
Right.
I love that.
No, listen,
he got it. That's amazing.
Felt like the vibes were back last night, but it also just felt like talent was back. You know, I mean, we had our team kicking another team's butt. Yeah, that was really cool. And of course, you know, kind of lost in the shuffle because he almost gets forgotten about because Weston Wilson did what he did and the team put up a, what was it, a 10 spot, 11 spot?
13.
13 spot. But Zach Wheeler did Zach Wheeler things.
12-5.
Six innings, one
you know what,
earned run.
He is so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm starting to think about him in the Hall of Fame. And I know he's got a ways to go because it's kind of like Curt Schilling where it took a while to, like, crank it up, you know, and that's part of what kept Schilling from the Hall of Fame, not the main thing. Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. And obviously, you know, Zach Wheeler's not there at all. But if he could do another 4 to 5 years of this.
He doesn't have a Cy Young yet, right?
He does not.
Yeah, so that's.
But this is his fifth year for the Phils.
Yeah.
And he has been, I would say, dominant all 5 years.
An underrated superstar that we never talk about.
I'm hesitant on the word superstar, but I'll say this. His postseasons, they haven't lost because of him. He has not given them one start in October that at the end of the game you're like, oh, Zach Wheeler, he didn't deliver tonight. I mean, even when they've lost his starts, I mean, he is a stud.
He's not indomitable, but the fact remains that he has even talked about he can fix it while he's on the mound. He can sort of feel his way through some problems that other pitchers wouldn't be able to.
John, there are a lot of people that think he is the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. I mean, that is, like, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's... You should feel great.
Frankly, they should not have pitched him last night. They should have pitched their fifth starter, get the 13 runs, win that game, give Wheeler a start tonight. All right, let's go to the phone. So the Phils and the Eagles, all of it on the table. 215-592-9494. Bruce is ready to rock and roll. What's going on, Bruce?
Hey, sorry about dropping the ball earlier, but, you know, Butterfingers.
No worries, buddy. You're like Bart. You're like Bart Simpson, who got passed by his dad. Bart was the superstar, and then the dad became the star. But anyway, go ahead.
I wish you guys the best of luck, and I hope you follow up and do very well behind Angelo's leaving. Unfortunately, he was my buddy, but I'm glad he's got Ray Hughes.
Wait a minute. Did you say Bruce, did you say unfortunately Angelo was my buddy? Isn't that sentence kind of an oxymoron?
Angelo, let me tell you something. Angelo talked to me when I was in the hospital. Ray will tell you the whole story. Ava Graham will tell you.
Yep.
I've been a buddy with him. He invited me to the show and I got it better. Unfortunately, my health went south. I'm on 24-hour oxygen now, and I am in line for a transplant, unfortunately. But Temple is taking excellent care of me.
Good.
So Rhea knows that I am using her alma mater, not to plug anything. And
I'm sure they're taking great care of you, Bruce. I hope you get better.
Ray, you were a student there. You've seen him. You've been in the facilities, all their different parts. I'm sure you know better than any of those co-host or, you know. But anyway,
well, Bruce, we wish you the best. Give us your thoughts on the Eagles from last night.
I'm positive that my Eagles this year are going to what's that expression? Pick the tires. Let's light some fires. Well, I think
two different things. Kicking the tires is more like we'll consider that. Lighting the fires is more like Jim Morrison and the Doors. Let's be an ass kicker, but that's all right.
Will Smith, Independence Day. Hello, local actor.
Sure, sure.
I'm keeping it real, keeping it home.
Yep.
So it was an expression he said in the movie. And he would light a cigar after he defeated. Anyway, you know the story.
I got you, man. All right, Bruce, we appreciate the call, man. And we really do wish you the very, very best.
Good luck,
Bruce. With your health, man. We were with your health for sure. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's give you a chance today to win a super cool prize because, you know, that Eagles' first regular season game is coming up now. By the way, exactly 3 weeks from now. 3 weeks from now, Eagles' first game. Friday night, whole thing. It's kind of weird. It's Brazil. It's all that. But the Eagles are doing something really cool surrounding this. They're going to have people at the link to watch the game that's happening in Brazil. Big LED screens on the field. This has never been done before at the link, obviously, for an Eagles game. Watch an Eagles game at the link while the Eagles play in South America. These tickets are on the line today at 215-592-9494. Now, here's how you win them. First off, a happy birthday has to go out there to the material girl, Madonna. All right, who here does not know is Madonna? Maybe she's still sleeping. Who knows? But, you know, she'll party today. She'll probably have some kind of orgy to celebrate her birthday.
What?
I mean, she's Madonna. I mean, come on.
I don't think she's still.
John, she has an orgy on a Tuesday night, all right? She's certainly going to have one for her birthday. I mean, come
on. What birthday is
all right,
this
all right,
for Madonna?
All right,
yeah, I don't know.
Devin, take a guess.
What birthday
yes.
it is for Madonna?
Yes.
Oh, God. 67.
Rhea?
Yeah, that's a good guess. 65.
Richie?
62.
66.
Wow.
That's why I was like stunned for a second, Devin. You were so close.
Yeah, call me John Ritchie. That was
so 66 for Madonna. Happy birthday to the material girl. I don't think she's actually, you know, like a virgin, but okay. All right, so here's the deal.
But I don't think she's as much unlike a virgin as she once was.
Well, probably not. Here's the thing. She has reinvented herself many, many times. Now, it feels like not as much lately. It's kind of like she's sort of in like retirement mode and it just is what it is. But for about 30 years there, I mean, it's like every 3 or 4 or 5 years, there was a reinvention of Madonna. Today at 215-592-9494, we will ask you who or what reinvented themselves. Can be a company, can be an athlete, can be an actor or actress. Musicians often reinvent themselves. Give us the best answer for who or what reinvented themselves. Best answer by the end of the show, whoever provides it, is going to win those tickets for, you know, watching that Eagles-Packers game from the link in 3 weeks. John, when you think of a reinvention, what hits you?
Robert Downey Jr.
Big one.
It's incredible that I think the story was like 6 different rehab programs, and he was on probation, and he breached probation 3 or 4 times. The guy was out of control.
He was.
And he is just one of the most brilliant actors in the world. He was able to turn it around.
And he was prior to that, but he got clean.
Yeah.
You know, that was the reinvention was really the personal life, obviously. Yeah. He was always a great actor. Devin, when you think of someone or something that reinvented themselves, what hit you?
Really shocking answer for me, I know, but Taylor Swift reinvents herself every time she comes out with a new album.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why her tour is called the Eras Tour, because there are different eras.
Is she old enough to have an Eras Tour? That'd be like me writing an autobiography.
Yes, she is.
I don't know. She's in her mid-30s. Rhea, is that a little brazen for an heiress tour for a 30-something year old?
She's been performing since she was like 13.
Yeah, if you look at her her past music, she has a million records and eras.
Little bull. Yeah.
And she started out in country and is now the biggest pop singer in the world.
I know.
See?
I'm joking around.
Reinvention.
Wechter in for Seltzer today. Wechter, who or what reinvented themselves?
I'm going with the what? In 1995, it was going to be known as the world's largest bookstore. But it's now much more than that. Amazon.
Wow. You know, there are some companies that really did. And I have two things in particular written down, I think, are potential answers. We'll see where it goes. Rhea, what do you got for something that reinvented?
I'm also going music, and I never realized this until I read it recently. Post Malone, who's like, you know, also one of the biggest pop superstars, making some forays into country music, originally was in a metal band. And never went anywhere.
No
with
how about that?
Yeah.
Music I really like him.
To
just seeing the limited amount I've seen him, he's so versatile.
I just don't like that he's a Cowboys fan.
Well, his father was head of cafeteria person. for the Cowboys, food services.
Really? All right. Yeah. Well, maybe he gave him bad food, and that's why they haven't won in a long time. Look, big answers abound, obviously. Give it to us at 215-592-9494. I'm going to go the Eagles offense at the end of 2017. Carson's out. Struggles have set in. Three wise men, Doug, Frank, and Flip, went into a room and said, we got to reinvent this thing. They came out with a different offense to a certain degree, and Nick Foles started doing his thing, and they won the Super Bowl. Big answers are out there. 215-592-9494. Who or what reinvented themselves? Your thoughts on the Phils? Are they all the way back? That was pretty damn cool last night. And the Eagles, the product of the preseason, plus the parts within the team that stood out to you, good or bad last night, all that and more on the table. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Borgato, 94 WIP.
Hey, John, as you know, I am a satisfied Window Nation customer. I've been a customer of them for almost a decade. Most recent job they did at my home, they replaced all the windows in my sunroom. They look beautiful. I am one of their 33,000 five-star reviews because Window Nation is all about value.
And this August, they're giving you a great value during the Window Nation anniversary sale. Right now, buy two windows, get two free. There's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save big with no interest or payments for 24 months.
Act now and you'll get an extra $250 credit too. Window Nation values your satisfaction in their quality, service, and affordability. And that's why they stand behind their windows with a lifetime warranty.
Window Nation was also recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies, so you can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows. Stop paying more than you have to and hurry. Sale ends August 31st. So schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.